I'm Emily Khan and I'm in 7th grade and I wrote a fable called The Llama Named Joel. Alright class, today I'm assigning a project. You will choose a topic from the list provided and complete it 2 weeks from now. You will get 3 days to work on it in class and the rest will be done at home. You have plenty of time to do this project, now let's go over the rubric. Joel's teacher, Miss Pony, has recently announced that there was a project. Reginald, Joel's best friend Cal, has started right away, as Joel just sat there thinking how long he had to complete this project. Why would I waste my time now, Joel thought, when I have the whole 2 weeks to do this stupid project? Joel just sat there wasting time drawing little stick figures and finishing homework for the next period, while everyone else was hard at work. Joel usually didn't do this kind of thing. He was always very conscious of time. He would be one of the first people done with anything. Jerry the Panda was always at the top of the class and completed everything quickly and neatly. Joel was the same, but something had happened. Reginald thought that maybe he would start later, like in a day or two. After a couple of days passed and there was no class time left to work, Reginald assumes Joel is completing his project using his free time. He soon figured out he was wrong. He went and asked Joel, "How's your project going so far?" An empty look appeared on Joel's face. He replied, "Oh, it's great. I'm almost done," Joel said fallaciously. Reginald felt better knowing Joel was completing it like his usual self. But he didn't know that Joel hadn't even started, and that there were only 4 days left to complete it. He was deluded by what Joel said. Joel, who wasn't paying attention to time, was sitting in class when the teacher had brought up the project. She asked how much everyone had finished, and since there were only 3 days left to finish and turn in the project. He then became cognizant of the limited time to complete the project. After class, he went and talked to Reginald. He explained how he had never even started. He didn't even choose his topic yet. Reginald was so confused. He'd never acted this way. He never waited until the last minute to finish anything. He would be quick to start and finish every time. Joel begged Reginald to help him at least get started. Reginald decided to help, thinking all he would have to do was help him choose the project that would be best and tell him how everything was to be done. When he went to Joel's house after school that day, he realized he was wrong, and he was going to have to do more than just start him off. After 2 days had passed, something had popped into Reginald's mind. He still had his own project to finish. He told Joel he couldn't go to his house today because he's busy. Joel immediately questions him. "Why can't you?" "I'm busy." "Doing what?" "Well, I still haven't finished my own project, and I've been helping you these past days. I have my own project to turn in too, you know." "But I still need to finish mine. How will I get it done in time?" "It's due tomorrow." "Oh well, get it done yourself." Reginald left right away. Joel was left there with no one to help him. He had to complete his project by himself, as he should have done from the beginning. As Reginald walked off, Joel became angry. He realized he took up Reginald's time, but still needed his help. He decided to use all of his time after school to do the project. Joel ended up being all night doing his project. Mama Llama came into Joel's room, asking what he's doing up so late. He responded, "I'm doing my project." His mother left him alone to complete his schoolwork. Joel finally got done at nearly 1:30 a.m. He wasn't completely satisfied with his work, but it was feasible. It was now Friday, and it was time to turn in the project. Reginald glanced over at Joel's project. It wasn't the most fascinating project ever, but it seemed like Reginald was happy that Joel had finished in time. As Monday had come along, their projects had been graded and returned. Reginald received a grade of a 92, as the teacher told him it was grandiose and impeccable. Joel didn't do as well. He got a grade lower than a 70. One of the teacher's side notes told him it was also very garbled, and a lot of it was not germane to the point of the project. When he got his grade back, he asked the teacher whether or not they had a chance to redo the project and have another chance. She simply replied with a no. Joel was dying on the inside. The project went another test grade, and it brought his grade very much lower. When Mama and Papa Llama found out, Joel was in a lot of trouble. As the school year goes by, he tries his hardest at getting good grades on all the work he was aiming to raise his grade. Every time he worked, he remembered not to procrastinate.